Hi, it's Robin Hilton from NPR Music's All Songs Considered. Everyone knows that NPR has great coverage of classical music, jazz, rock, pop. But did you know that NPR has some incredible music and conversations all about hip-hop? You can find it on Microphone Check, the podcast hosted by Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest and NPR Music's Franny Kelly. They talk to the biggest names and the best-kept secrets in hip-hop, from behind-the-scenes players to the next generation of rappers, producers, and artists. Learn what's happening in the culture now and how we got here. You can find Microphone Check at npr.org/podcasts.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. We are going to South by Southwest.
Yes!
What are we doing?
One of my favorite songs and bands that came up in the 2000 that we listened to preparing to go to Austin this year, the band's needs, and the song is We Forgot the Records to Our Record Release Show.
Yes. Tell you what.
This is like a composite sketch of what's rattling around in my brain for weeks after every
what
South by Southwest.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
We're here with Stephen Thompson in the studio. We're here, Robin Hilton here is in Washington in the studio. Katie Presley is already in Austin because she owns that town.
That's right.
Hello, Katie.
That's the best thing anyone has ever said about me. Hey, y'all.
Hello. We can't wait to see you. We're coming on Monday. We have lots of coverage, and we'll talk about that later. But we want to play some more.
I want to hang with these guys.
What are we doing?
I want to hang with these guys.
We will go. Mr. Hilton and I.
Definitely.
Anyone else will join us to see what's the name of the band again?
Needs.
Of course. Because we want needs.
We forgot the records to our record release show. What am I doing? Oh.
So there are four of us here, and we're doing, as Robin said, we listen to thousands of songs. We're going to play five picks each of things that we want to see, mostly talk about stuff that we probably have never heard of before today, for the most part, and mostly things we've never seen. There might be an exception here and there. So, if you're wondering about why we're not going to talk about a lot of the bigger bands that are playing there, well, this is about discovery. That's the whole point of South by Southwest for us. And so I'm going to let Stephen Thompson kick it off.
Wow.
I had a coin toss in my head.
Nicest thing that's ever happened to Stephen.
That's right. This is it. This is the pinnacle, all downhill from here. I'm going to go ahead and pick a band with a name that sums up everything that I look for in South by Southwest. They're called Wild Party.
Yeah.
and at every South by Southwest, I'm looking at some point. Doesn't have to be everything I experience, but at some point, I just want to erase all the data in my head with just the biggest, loudest, funnest thing imaginable. It's why I always try to see Andrew WK if he's down there. He is tragically not this year. So I'm going to fill that little slot with a band from San Antonio, which happens to reside in a state in which Katie resides. So,
woo! That's earning my eternal fandom.
That's right. Thus, they are automatically great. Anyway, it's just a big, fun, kind of power pop with an emphasis on the power. I just love this song. It's called Outright. The band is Wild Party.
Great. And we'll play bits of these cuts and put the whole cut up online on the All Songs site.
It's not this love, it's these dreams that bring down. The story right, I saw you smiling with ham heart to watch, but help me understand, this love isn't your friend, it's just ours. Sometimes dreaming was as real as this, feeling since I left you, I'll be back to new. You tell me that you're lonely, you tell me so
Fizzy, as you would call it, fizzy.
Fizzy. It gets bigger and bigger. It's got hand claps and fake accents, and I'm just completely in. I can feel myself getting dumber already.
Good, and wild party.
Wild party.
See, I did my best. I didn't get through all 2000. I got up to the Q's. So if your band starts with any letter after Q, I'm sorry. I'm not going to see you.
It's a fair apology.
Yeah. So I didn't get to Wild Party. I didn't get to the W's.
Awesome. Two things.
I think practically everything I picked starts after Q.
Mine starts mostly A's. And I feel bad because it seems like I didn't even make it out of the A's. I promise.
Tip to bands. We'll put this out on Twitter if you want to be on next year's South by Southwest show. Aardvark.
Right.
Triple A. She was to AAA band.
I was going to say, come see my band.
Or
AARP. Or AARIP would be good.
There you go. There you go.
New band name. Katie Presley, I'm going to go to you. So what do you want to pick, Katie?
So last year, I felt a dearth of fabulous female MCs, and that I really felt that absence because a couple of years ago, I saw Angel Hayes, and she was the best thing I saw that year. I mean, I was talking about it. I'm still talking about it years later. So imagine my ecstasy when I came across Little Sims, a young English experimental rapper. The song I'm going to play is called Time Capsule. It features Caitlin Scarlett. So this song is centered around what Sims would say to her younger self. So there's the ego that we're used to in hip hop, but there's a depth and maturity to her self-empathy. She's 20 or 21 years old, and it knocked me out. So we're going to hear Time Capsule by Little Sims.
Put me down as the one to watch. Haters put me down as the one to stop. I can't even lie, tick all of the boxes. Still I'm thinking outside the box. You better give me your mind and let me thoroughly read it. That's food for thought and somebody will feed it. I'm too mature for all of these weaklings. That's strength for days and I'm blessed in ways that you can never dream of getting like. Still I'm hoping for a better life. Give me 25 years and I'll be at mega heights. That's a promise, right? I promise to always take my advice, but I can't promise that it'll work for me. Sims, talk to the younger Sims. What would you tell her?
Tell her.
Try and make a meal for you, get a deal. See, nothing's impossible long as you keep your head up. And when it comes to the points where you're fed up, take a step back, reassess where your soul when your head's at. Give them you like you sent them a press pack. In regards to the gifts you should send back, they weren't gifts, they were setbacks. This is real shit, never lie in these real tracks. I'm too grown for that, I'm way too composed for that. And I say, that's right.
What would you say to the younger you? Would you tell you to be patient? Would you say to be true? Sitting here with an empty cup, Lord knows life's opened you up. You always end up as yourself. World doesn't need a mold of anybody.
Hold up one sec, Caitlin.
Let's go.
My side of joint is forever moving. Right until the walls fall off. Cruising. Got this mad fire in my belly. Fuming. Barely hear enough about the music. I'm not the one you wanna try. I'm not the message you imply. When I was on a come up, I was 9. And you was on your ass getting high. Now I'm in a spot. Ain't the time funny how it flies. Peekaboo the industry. But I'm more surprised. I put everybody into bed. Nah, your logic thinking ain't practical. I ride the beat. So
yeah, that was a 4-star for me for sure. It just took so many twists and turns. Nice choice, Katie. This is
Yeah, it's 4 songs in one. Ah, to be young and
little
have that
Sims
energy.
Yeah.
It's funny, we had a little discussion going in about which songs we were going to get to pick, and Katie and I both wanted to play this song. And so in the little database we keep of all our picks, Katie put in the notes the words, I win.
I assume that meant because she picked the best thing for the entire
All I do is win.
All I do is win.
Speaking of, she's 21 years old. She's reflecting on her 21 year old self. I've got a song by a group called Sago. They're a Utah band. They've moved out to LA. And there's something crazy about the angular guitars and the casualness of the voice in this song that I madly, madly love. And a song, the reason I mentioned 21 year old, the song is called 20 Years Tall, and it's just about coming of age. And this is Sago, S-E-G-O.
West, he was a sad, sad boy, but his feelings were hard to find. It's funny how the time will fog up all the trouble. He ran away from his mother and blah, 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 blah. Who's to say he would have figured it out? It takes years to learn this stuff anyhow. It's one fine day, hanging in a frame,
stuff is what you hit in electric guitars. Middle class girl, no real reason to complain, so she dropped out of college in fall. At age 19, started living the dream, nothing but dancing in color TV. Although she loved her best friend, and all the lovely attention she gets, well, a deal is a deal, and a bet is a bet. Yeah, a deal is a deal, and a bet is a bet. Yeah, a bet is a bet.
Guitars.
You think you have that song figured out until that little pretty pop part comes in.
Right, right. I actually really love, if you can just scoot right down to the very end, there's a beautiful little end to this song by the group called Sago.
Roll credits.
Nice. Roll credits. What a great ending to a song.
It's the most millennial song I've ever heard.
Yeah, I can take speak singing when it's blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Did at the top. It was like, exactly, exactly. I've got so much to say and blah, 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 blah. Let's rock. Guitars.
I was going to say when Steven was playing Wild Party that those are shows where I'll fit in and you all will feel like narcs, but I will feel old at Sago.
Narcs.
Wicked Youth is the name of the EP that's from Sago.
You know, I never star rate songs. Bob always star rates songs, and Bob taught me his system this year, and so I actually star rated everything. That was a four-star pick for me.
Excellent.
Yeah, and this is how Bob broke it down for me. This is how it made sense to me. It's because I can't think of how to rate these songs when you have so many. A two-star is, you're perfectly fine. I'm not going to see you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
It's a dear John letter.
Thanks for your submission.
Yeah, it's nothing against you personally. I'm not going to see it. A three-star is, this is pretty good. I wouldn't mind seeing this if it happens to be playing nearby. Right. A four-star is, I'm absolutely going to see you. And I don't, did you give anybody five stars?
I gave three things five stars, but two I'd already seen it as artists, Lou Luke and Courtney Barnett. They're basically close to the Beatles.
Yeah, right. Five stars is off the charts, right?
Yeah, right.
And that one was actually a four-star for me.
And, oh, by the way, the one-star is...
Oh, yeah.
Can you play a one-star song for me before we move on too far?
Let me see. I don't even know where to begin.
Oh,
There was a song called Testosterone that was...
I'll sort all these.
Yeah, something like this, but...
Yeah, a one is... It's so off the charts for me that I actually have to go see it. Right.
Right. That's like me too. One stars are the same as four stars.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
And somebody's one star song is somebody else's four and five. So there's that. I mean, it's also just personal rating.
It depends so much on your mood at the time. Like having a metal band as a palate cleanser, I try to see a metal band maybe even as, you know, once or twice a night, if necessary.
Most of my metal listening is when I go to Death Metal Pizza and get food.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Hilton, you got a pick coming.
I was going to go with my noisy cut, but after hearing all that, I want to go with Andy Schauf.
Oh, good.
Who some people know. Bob, I know you know him because you put a video of his, you premiered a video of his on our site recently, well, back in January. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter. Basically has an Elliott Smith thing going on, beautiful voice, and his new record was written just for me. It's called The Bearer of Bad News. And there were so many songs I could play from this that I absolutely love that were all four-star songs for me. I'm going to go with one called Drink My Rivers from Andy Schauf.
Thank you. dream of me. And I'm far away to watch you fall over every day. When I drink my rivers, drag my feet and drown in my dreams. It's not as bad as it seems.
You know, that might be a nice show in one of the churches,
maybe,
right?
Maybe St. David's or the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I have Robin's South by Secret Santa pick. I had to pick something that Robin would like. And I almost picked a guy called Big Phony.
That was one of my four stars.
Because he sounds so much like Elliott Smith.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
So you have a sweet spot, Robin Hilton.
I do. Or as Bob would say, I'm a cheap date.
It's actually a sad spot.
<That's> You are a cheap date. Andy Schaaf.
But wonderful, wonderful moodiness to his music. And that song we just heard is another example of a song you think you've got figured out, you know, 15 seconds into it, and then it changes up so wonderfully. Can't wait to see him. Yeah, it'd be nice to see him at about 2 a.m.
Yeah,
at one of the churches.
That's right. If people have never been to Austin, never been to South by Southwest, basically every single thing from beauty shops to ice cream stores to bars and restaurants is turned into a venue, including a couple of churches there. And you really get a wide variety of sorts of shows that you can go and see.
Yeah, the church ones, you get the least amount of beer spilled on your shoes. one of the advantages. Not no beer spilled on your shoes, just less. So I'm picking next, huh?
Yeah, well, why not? Stephen Thompson.
I've got a terrific garage band I've been a fan of for a few years, and they're kind of, I think, about to break out. Their sound's gotten a little slicker. They're called Bully.
Oh, yeah.
From Nashville. They put out this 7-inch called Milkman, 2 minutes long, just perfect. But, like, there are tons of amazing garage bands playing this year, and what I thought was interesting about this one is how much slicker their sound is getting. It's still sounds like garage rock, but there's this undercurrent of the slickest kind of 90s guitar line running through this song. I just love it. This is Bully. The song is called Milkman.
Not a church show.
No, probably not.
Could be.
Probably beer spilled.
Oh, I'd watch it in church.
Yeah. Yeah, Bully, they're just a terrific garage band that's still finding kind of a pop slickness, and I can't wait to see them.
Good work.
That's great.
Down to Austin with Katie.
Yep.
What you got?
My next pick was completely new to me. She's a veteran of the electronic scene in the Dominican Republic, apparently trained in classical music. Her name is Carolina Camacho. I cannot hear that in her music, but it might be there. I don't know. That's why I bring it up.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you. Thanks. Yeah, we'll. Thanks, yeah. Friends. Yeah. This song is Carolina Camacho. It's called Ninfa de las Aguas, which means water nymph. It's got this great slippery synth and then her high, totally ethereal vocals. She sounds sort of like a synthesizer. I'm excited to grind around to this. Carolina Camacho.
I think you've hit on one of the beauties of South by Southwest, Katie, which is that a good deal of people think that they go down there to hear the kind of stuff Steven just played. No, I mean, meaning a lot of guitar and rock and bass and drum, sure, bands, mm-hmm, right?
And a lot of bands from Austin and Brooklyn and right, Nashville. And,
but it's so not true. There's not, you don't have to dig too far to find things like what you just found, such a mix of cultures.
Not at all. Yeah. The other thing about South By is, and this doing a preview show, is keep in mind where we have no idea yet where we'll be seeing some of these bands. So like someone like Carolina Camacho, I want to see at 2 a.m. in a dark, dirty club. It's probably going to be 2:30 p.m. on a patio in broad, like, plain, right, sight.
Or in the convention center.
Yeah, exactly. At the convention center, exactly.
That's the mistake that got me in trouble last year with the band Nothing, because they were playing in the middle of, like, at 2 in the afternoon on a sunny day.
Still recovering.
It was like a Wednesday. Yeah.
Yep.
And then I got caught. I think nothing's going to happen. What's the worst that could happen? And it's middle of the day. Yeah, and then got caught up in the mosh pit and tweaked my back. I've been in traction basically since.
And yet you're going to go see Wild Party with Steven.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, I was thinking about the international flair that you sort of just brought to the table here, and I had a band that I really, really loved. I'm trying to stretch and do things and see things that I normally wouldn't, and one of the bands I picked is a band called Quiero Quiero Bonito, and I'm just going to play it.
If you'd like to go places, hey, pick your favorite and build it up. Put your arms like on top, and when it gets boring, it's more fun to go knock it down. But then you got nothing, and it's time to turn your life around. His house, you think of the front, flowers in the back, connecting blocks. I'll change your hair if I want, even if it's a hat. You see the frog in the stairs, he's made out of brick. The bricks are green, they're like making nice bridge as well. Time machine, let's go. 7万年前日本, yeah. Doraemon가 教えてくれた, 誰もいなきゃいいじゃん. So build it up, build it up. 僕たちの utopia. 毎年毎年毎年って言うから, ダメなんだ. If you'd like to go places, pick your favorite and build it up. As big as gonna knock it down, but then you got nothing and it's time to turn your life around.
Okay, actually, I was surprised that this was on Bob's list of something you liked. Actually, I'm surprised.
Bob, I could kiss you on the face right now.
Well, let's go.
Yeah, so disgusting.
It is. I mean, is so gross. I'm so glad this got stuck. That, you know, when you listen to so many hundreds of songs in even a given day, going through these songs, to have one stick in your head,
right.
it says a lot. This is my ABBA.
Well, there's a lot.
You do like ABBA, though.
I do like ABBA. Yeah. I mean, they're one of those pop bands that I enjoy having their songs stuck in my head.
Well, and there's a lot ping-ponging around in the sound there. Right? I would probably run screaming.
Then you got nothing and it's
like an arrow to my heart.
Oh, Robin is shaking his head.
That's not for you, Robin. That's for us. That's for Bob and I. Let us have it.
Well, since it's my turn, I'm going to do everything I can here to
play Andy Schaaf
to get that.
Don't play something. Don't play anything too down because I've got a couple of down songs to get in here.
Oh right, there's this.
Because what's happened already is sort of like Stephen. You need to pick up from what Robin's been playing.
No, actually, quite the opposite. Here we go.
All right. I don't know. I hear like a walk at night by the ocean. There's something epic about the sound, and there's something crashy about it that reminds me of waves. I know. It's just me. But I like that. What was it, Mr. Hillman?
The Lees of Memory, L-E-E-S,
right.
Lees of Memory.
I picked two of their songs.
Yeah, this is that'll be my droney noise rock band of the festival, very My Bloody Valentine. This is a group that's fronted by a guy named John Davis, who started the band Super Drag back in the 90s. And that band, Super Drag, had a hit called Sucked Out in the mid to late 90s. But they never really took off. They broke up in 2003. This guy, John Davis, found God. He played Christian rock for a while. Anyway, that band broke up. Super Drag broke up in 2003. Which is one of my all-time favorite band names, by the way, next to Giant Drag. And then he formed Lees of Memory, and they released their debut record, Sisyphus Says, last year. And that song we heard was We Are Siamese.
Yeah, this was an Austin 100 pick for me. I really, really, really love it. It reminded me a little bit of Swerve Driver, a band that recently reunited and is playing the festival this year.
I found it totally boring. Next!
You know what's boring? You're boring.
Tell me, Robin.
You're boring.
So each year we do something called Secret South by Santa. Each year we pick a band for each other to see, something you may not have picked on your own. And so, Stephen, you have a pick for Mr. Robin Hilton.
Yeah, I like to think of Secret South by Santa as a gift wrapped in a chore. And I also like to pick based on the idea that I would drag the person there because it's something that I like that maybe they, you know, maybe they'll
love it. It's usually
about
you.
Yeah, it's usually, yeah, I like to think of gifts.
Surprise!
So appropriate. So appropriate.
I like to think of gifts as a way to, you know, to give something to myself. So I picked a singer, from Brooklyn named Wilson, who plays kind of these dreamy, gloomy, gorgeous ballads, kind of in the spirit of like Daughter or the XX, but I'm not sure it's Robin's thing. And so I want to make Robin and stand awkwardly by while I enjoy the music of Wilson.
That's a good gift for some of you.
So the
you ready,
it's
Robin?
Really just this is perfectly sums up the differences in how we all see the world. This is perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
Keep going, Steve.
Yeah. So have fun standing around while I I ache wonderfully. The song is called "Go Try." the song is called "Go Try" by the singer Wilson with an E.
All right.
Yes! God, it's been so long.
Yeah. You know, I don't think so, Stephen. Yeah. I don't
good,
think this
good
is...
Good times. Good times.
This isn't my thing, really.
Thank you. Mm.
It's not like you had a choice. It's not fell for the hollow veil and left with close to none. To get their way. Your troubled girl.
What do you think, Robin? What's going to happen this?
I don't think I would have done that, Stephen. I don't think I would have picked this. No. Too pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hate beauty. Yeah. But one of the things I love about this song, I love the way it keeps just dropping to silence.
Yes.
I was just going to point that out. That's my favorite, too.
It's disorienting a little bit, and you kind of go, every time it happens. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, nice work.
I just added, I can see her on Thursday or Friday. Well, just added to my schedule.
Well, maybe I'll see her both times, and then thus guaranteeing that I'll see her with you.
That's Wilson, W-I-L-S-E-N.
Yep.
And it's Stephen's gift to Robin, and I have a gift for you, Stephen.
Oh, all right.
Now, I thought this year I would think it's important for you to stretch.
Okay. That's probably true in any number of ways.
And I'm going to play this song for you. It's by a group called Massive Scar Era.
Okay.
So I think you're going to like this. I'm going to leave the microphones open.
Okay, great.
I'm play this song. The song's called My Ground.
All right.
Kind of sounds like what we just heard.
Sure, right? Sure. Very pretty.
Right. Nice segue.
I'm in.
It's kind of got a nice mood to it.
Sure, sure. What could go wrong?
I'm not sure if that's your style of singing.
A little melisma-y for me.
Not pushing you too hard.
No.
What do you think? You there?
Oops. I'll check it out. Yeah.
Oh, good.
There you go. There it is. Yes.
I was like, this scar is not very massive.
Yes.
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 I literally was not in. Oh, wow.
And then we kind of calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
You're still okay.
The thing is, you're like, ha ha.
You can like this part, right?
Sure.
You were saying?
Yeah. No, I. It's funny because you think like, oh, you know, ha ha. Steven's gonna have to go see this screaming thing. This is gonna come along. They're probably playing at like 11 or 12 at night, maybe two-thirds of the way through the festival, and this is going to restore me. This is exactly what I'm gonna need.
Good.
So I will see the hell out of this band.
Massive Scar Era is also known as Mascara. They're from Egypt.
Yeah.
We're gonna like this.
I'll see this.
I'm picturing the two of you holding hands, watching this.
I mean, I'm thinking belly dancing, Stephen. We'll just kind of lift our shirts a little.
Nobody wants that.
I will be in San Antonio for that.
Oh, I laughed so hard when I thought of giving that to you.
Oh, bless your heart, Boylan.
Then how about you, Katie? What, who you
giving? Yes, I picked for you, BB.
Oh, boy.
I picked a 1950s American girl group, except they're contemporary and they're from Seoul, South Korea.
Ooh.
There are no girls and it's not from the 1950s.
They are all girls. This band is called Barbarettes. They're a retro trio from Seoul, and it's a big element in K-pop to have a retro time-travel-y throwback kind of sound, so there was a big possibility with this band that they could tip into shtickiness, but I think they nailed it. They're vital, they're energetic, they're propulsive.
And they're
this
my
song
gift.
Goes, it's your gift. It's your gift. This song is called When It's Rainin' by the Barbarettes.
Like so far.
Yeah, it goes all over the place in all delicious ways. Just hang on. Okay, skip forward like 20 seconds.
Okay.
They're gonna bring in like a rockabilly thing.
Okay. They brought in another band. Oh, thank you, Katie.
Yep, let's clap along to that, BB.
All right, we're doing it. I just wanted to be there when they formed, like when they got the idea, that nugget of the idea in Korea to be this 1950s girl group soundy thing. I love that that happens. And now, they are some. Yeah,
I know. This is what
that
I'm
a Booker
saying.
T? Yeah. Okay. Good.
This is what I'm saying.
Fabulous. Thank you. That leaves Mr. Robin to give to
Katie.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
I picked someone I actually think you might already know. Aisha Burns. Do you know her?
Yes.
She's from Austin.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
She's a singer, violinist. Have you seen her before?
I did. I saw her last year at the Driscoll.
I have seen her at South By with you, Katie Presley.
And that's a great try.
I already have this.
Try hard. Well, I'm going to play her anyway.
Who
hasn't heard her before, and you're going to go see her again. This is Aisha Burns. She's singer-violinist from Austin, and this is her song, Requiem.
On my love, my love.
You won't mind seeing her again.
No, you put your finger on a very important part of my musical DNA here, which is my rampant prejudice in favor of women. So, like, yeah. Earlier you played, somebody played, I don't even remember who because I was bored, played that drony dude band.
Oh, that was me. And it was the Lees of Memory. Drony yep. dude band.
And then you just played a drony lady singer, and I'm 100% in. I'll be there.
Yeah, you monster. Well, she was also on World Cafe next, so she's gotten us. We've covered her a little bit before, but I will see her with you.
Great.
Because I have not seen her before.
Yeah, she's super wonderful. I can't wait.
And we'll see one thing all together, actually five things all together. That's Wednesday night. We're going to have a showcase of which we'll present five bands. Stephen Thompson, you can talk about it. We're videotaping. We're not live broadcasting this year, but we will videotape. First of all, Courtney Barnett's playing her entire new album live. It's the first time all of us will hear.
Yes, first time, please and thank you.
Yes, first time any of us will hear all of these songs in a live setting. And we'll put that stuff online beginning Thursday. But Stephen, we have a great lineup.
Yeah, it's we've got like Bob said, five acts. We've got TV on the Radio, Stromae, who is a gigantic superstar everywhere in the world except the United States. His YouTube, was it a billion YouTube views, something like that. He apparently has an incredible light show. Bob mentioned Courtney Barnett, who, oh my God, that album is so great. I can't wait to see it performed live. Mm-hmm. A rapper named Boogie, and a singer and rapper and musician from Las Vegas named Shamir, whose sound really, really popped for me as we were digging through the 2000 songs. And I'm actually going to play one of his songs next. I love the way that you just don't know where this song is going. He's kind of a future dance pop star, but there's also this simplicity to this song, and there's singing and rapping, and he's got an album coming out called Ratchet. This particular song is called On the Regular.
Howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Well, everyone is minus, you could call me multiply. Just so you know, yes, yes, I'm that guy. You could give five fingers and I'm not waving high. Guess I'm never ending, you could call me pie. But really, how long till the world realize? Yes, yes, I'm the best, fuck what you heard. Anything less is
obviously absurd.
It is get the bird, more like the eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. I come with the tip, with the blow, with the boom. And if you're in my way, there's nothing but doom. Ain't got no time for you ratchet ass goons. And just settle down, listen to my tunes. Ever since I was eight, I was attached to the mic. Wanted a guitar before I wanted a bike. Had an Apple phone, talking Fisher Price. Never seen a song, cause I'm up all night. Really, really? Really, really? You wanna talk shit, but you know that I am really to the fullest. You can call me cancer. No multiple choice, cause I'm the only answer. Ain't got no wallet, only use your bands. You know my trick is rather just dance and make a dance. You wanna get at me, but you don't stand a chance. And if you wanna fuck up, yes, you can kick your pants. Haters get the bird, more like an eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on a regular, so you know.
An incredibly androgynous voice, you, right?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, there's a lot. I love it.
It's so slippery. It's so hard to pin down. And, you know, you played a little earlier, Bob, Kiro Kiro Bonito, where it's got these little sounds pinging from all over the place, and it seems like it could be too poppy and cloying, and yet it's just constantly grabbing different parts of your brain. I think he's really, really cool. I can't wait to see him in our lineup. Yeah.
None of us have ever seen Shamir perform.
That's a five-star song. Five-star song.
That's, wow. You gave it five stars?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Right, with the Beatles and
Shamir. Yeah, meet the Shamir.
My five-star isn't quite the... It doesn't quite the requirements that Bob has for a five-star song.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of real pop, I don't know what's gotten into me, but, you know, Kiro Kiro Bonito might not have been, in some ways, what you think I'd pick. But I'm going to pick one more that could surprise you. This one is a singer called Genevieve.
Oh, yes. I
was
going to
pick this one, too. There was a war in the document where we listed our songs. Bob, I feel like somebody came into my house and stole from me when you put this song on your list.
I'll let you announce the song title then, Katie.
The song is called Colors, and it's by Genevieve and Bob
and
Pickett.
It's my
Your life is your design, so go ahead, design it. Your star is in the sky, so go ahead, align it. Cause you're forever lost until you go and find it.
This will be my big, joyful pop.
Should we all meet?
Yeah, seriously.
Yes.
Right? I mean, why not?
Yes.
Let's make, Genevieve the one where...
Remember when we all met at Moon Hooch
last year?
I'd
never forget
that. I was just going to say, this is going to be our Moon Hooch.
Yep. I do want to point out quickly, like, several of these songs for a few more weeks are available in the Austin 100, not only for streaming, you'll be able to stream them for a year, but until April 2nd, you can download 100 songs, and that song, if you like it like the way we do, you can download it for free.
Whether you're a girl, a boy, or another. Same with the Leaves of Memory, by the way. That's also in that batch, which
several
I think,
of my picks.
I think
yeah.
Katie
oh,
really
goody.
Liked that one.
But the Wilson song is like that. The Shamir song, the Wild Party song. I picked a bunch from the Austin 100, obviously, since I put the Austin 100 together.
So let's go to Katie. How are you going to follow that?
Great. Well, I'm going to follow it. That song has been stuck in my head since the second I heard it. I'm going to follow it with the other song I've had stuck in my head since the second I heard it. This song is called Bitch. Sorry. It's by
Lola
Wolf.
Don't you write for them?
I do. I got 99 Problems and Bitches or all of them. I do. I write for Bitch Media. So this band is called Lola Wolf. It is comprised of Zoe Kravitz, Jimmy Giannopoulos, and James Levy. They're Brooklyn-based. What I love about this song is that they take this 90s sound. It's got that 90s hip-hop wind, unmistakable. You'll hear it. And then they deconstruct it and rebuild it with the tools of the millennium. Let's hear Bitch by Lola Wolf.
Bitch that nobody heard that everybody heard her. Now everybody heard that. Now everybody heard her.
Who's the badass bitch that nobody heard that everybody heard her? Now everybody hear that. Now everybody heard her. Who's the badass bitch that nobody heard that everybody heard her? Now everybody hear that. Everybody heard.
Some good ear candy in that, popping back and forth from the left and right channel.
I love that. It's sultry, and then it's fizzy and fun. Sexy, silly lady swagger. The Katie Presley story. Also, the Lola Wolf story.
And to a lesser extent, the story of the band we're talking about.
Yep, that song is called Bitch. It's by Lola Wolf.
Great. Robin Hilton, your pick.
How about R.M. Ray? Another artist originally from Austin, now based out of Brooklyn. I was looking at the five things I picked, and three of them were from Texas. And she's one of. Do you know R.M. Ray?
No.
She used to play under the name White Dress. And now plays as Arm Ray. She's just a nice sort of mix of spare beats and some moody tones with her voice carrying it all. I want to play the title cut from a record of hers called Warranted Queen. I like how you can take Warranted Queen a couple of ways, like I'm guaranteed, you know, like I'm with you and you're guaranteed you're going to be my queen, right? And, or it's like I'm totally, you know, it ain't bragging if you can do it. It's totally warranted that I'm your queen. But Arm Ray, Warranted Queen, a nice little build to this song. She's been getting a little bit of traction. She's been opening for Peter Bjorn and John, Civil War. She co-wrote a song with John Paul White of Civil Wars. Really like this a lot. It was a nice find in the mix of a couple thousand songs we listened to.
Arm Ray?
Arum. A-R-U-M, and then Ray, R-A-E.
Remind me a little bit of Walk on the Wild Side. Can I sing the whole song?
And please, then, do.
Yeah.
Please do.
Okay. Let's see. Last round of picks.
Wow. All right. This is it, huh?
Down to
it. If you're still listening, this is our last round of picks.
Just sitting in a dark studio. The lights have gone out. The maintenance crew is cleaned up. We're still sitting here.
Yeah. We're picking things for South by Southwest, things we want to go see, things we may not have ever seen before, new discoveries from almost all of us. And that, to me, is the goal of this festival. And it's why I love this festival more than truly any other. What I get out of it is something that, for the whole year, I find new music for the whole year.
Right.
And even if I go and see shows, and probably true for all of us, see shows for 15 minutes, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, good. I like them. Now I'm going to go home and listen, spend time with them. When they come to town, I'll go see a whole show.
Yeah, the whole thing is a great big discovery engine, I love it. I mean, it's interesting. It's also an opportunity to really broaden out beyond what we usually listen to, and that's exactly what I didn't do
with any of these picks
for my final pick, which is just this great big like. There was somewhere in Iceland, there's a laboratory where they engineer bands. They have a little
macro.
They have like a petri dish full of my blood, and so they're able to like DNA map these bands onto all the things.
You're
I
ready
like.
For sad.
So it's a band from Iceland called Kaleo, Kaleo. Oh. And it takes like the brittle beauty of like a Bon Iver, which we've certainly talked about on the show, with a little bit of the grandiosity of other bands from Iceland like Sigur Rós. And it's so freaking pretty. I love it so much, but it's like I'm staying in my lane here.
I was going to say super reach for you there, yeah. Friend.
So the band is Kaleo. The song
yogic
is
yogic of you.
I saw these guys when it was in Iceland, by the way.
And yeah. They were good?
Yeah, yeah, they're totally you.
Wonderful. Yeah, totally you. Not are they good.
No, they are.
They're great. Okay, the song is called All the Pretty Girls.
All the pretty girls like Samuel. Doesn't share, though it's more than he can handle. Life is anything but fair. Life is anything but fair. Oh, 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 woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Just as soon as they turn over, come and sweep them off their feet. It's only making me feel smaller. Oh, the hidden love in me. So won't you lay me? Or won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down?
Oh, stop.
Yes.
Sure.
Another song that, yeah.
Through the mic, Robin.
What was, though, with the snicker just before we went in there?
I mean, yeah,
was
I like, this,
a, I heard this. All the Pretty Girls.
The song's called,
it's called All the Pretty Girls.
I said All the Pretty Girls, and then I just hear Katie go,
I picked this band from Iceland called All the Pretty Girls.
This song is called All the Pretty Girls.
Okay, oh, so let me just confess. I made up Kaleo, and I paid them to be this band for Steven, and I asked him to write the title All the Pretty Girls. I just
to inflame the rage of Katie Presley.
It's not the rage, it's the hilarity.
Thank you. That's perfectly put. Can we, that's the quote for the for
it's
this
not
show.
The rage, it's not the rage, it's the hilarity.
Such a fine line between the two.
Indeed. I'm going to pick a singer known as Soak, who I've never seen.
Sure.
Soak,
another one I wanted to play. That's great.
Yeah. And
Soak is young, a teenager still, 18, from Ireland. I'm going to play a song off her new record. It's called Sea Creatures.
Thank you.
the name of the song is Sea Creature. She has an album, Soak does, called Before We Forget How to Dream, comes out the top of June. There's a couple of songs out now, and they all sound, well, they have this kind of a spare feel, a little like the XX.
a recurring theme.
A recurring theme today.
So lovely.
Yeah.
So wait, Katie, you don't like My Bloody Valentine?
Where'd that come from?
No, I'm sorry. I'm still on this.
Swinging. I have to go. I'm busy that day. What?
I know you were talking, Bob, but I'm still on them. Yeah.
Everybody here, I like to think each one of us is coming away from this with one different little grievance.
With me.
With Katie.
Including, but not limited to, my last pick.
Go for it.
What are you going to do?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm putting my cowgirl hat on, y'all. So I think it's important to remember, as you prepare for South By, as you prepare to come down here, eat all our breakfast tacos, clog up our streets.
I thought you were going to say toilets.
Streets.
I hear clog up.
This festival takes place in Austin, which brings to mind a specific collection of traits. Austin, you may have forgotten, is situated in the great state of Texas. So I thought I'd bring us
several times.
I'm going to remind you again. Yeah. Y'all are coming to Texas. So I picked a Texas outsider country legend. Little more intro. Deep South Austin on South Lamar sits a tiny little honk-tonk called the Broken Spoke. The Broken Spoke sits between two high-rise condo buildings in a very poignant portrait of city mine. The Spoke is where Willie Nelson got his start right as he was moving back to Austin from Nashville. Chris Christopherson was a regular there. Also a regular there, Dale Watson. Dale Watson is perhaps not a discovery to anyone who has spent any amount of time in Texas. He will probably be a discovery to many All Songs listeners. I am going to play us a song called I Lie When I Drink. I'm going to put the country back in South By. I Lie When I Drink, Dale Watson.
Bartender rolls his eyes. At the same time, the waitress, she just smiles. He's heard the truth about you, and she's heard it too, but slightly skewed. I lied, I broke your heart in two. Oh,
by the transitive property, that means that he misses her a lot, or him, a lot.
Yeah,
because he drinks when he lies when he drinks. He drinks a lot, but I only drink when I'm missing you. Therefore,
so he's missing her and drinking. Yeah.
If A equals B, B equals C, A must also equal C. Yes.
Yes. You gonna have your cowboy hat on for that, Katie?
Oh, honey. It's also just a reminder, while y'all are here in South in Austin for South By,
invading.
While y'all are here in Austin
say
for it, South
say
By,
invading.
Yeah. It's important to remember the music scene that happens the other 50 weeks of the year in this town. So get off the beaten track a little. The Spoke puts on great shows all week. Listen to some country. Find some country. You're in the country.
I'm going to take us all the way to San Antonio, Texas for Dimitas, the band
yes.
Dimitas. Do you know them?
I do.
No, but you're keeping it in the Lone Star.
Then that's all that matters.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, that's an opportunity for me to mention the Austin 100 again. They were in the list last year.
Last year. Yeah. This is a duo from San Antonio. Their Facebook bio says that they prefer less notes, more space. And they deliver that nicely on this one. This song is called Comfy Coffins.
We slog through as much as we could. I'd rather be dead than take another look. Two years spent in a duct tape love, like drilling teeth with a nuclear sub. So here we lay in our comfy coffins. The hounds obey our wheels so seldom. Things were said, hugs exchanged, like peeling pain in a driving rain. The faintest beat, arrhythmically set, those last few feet won't cover the debt. So he. Now come.
Hand claps.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to be jumping off the walls to bouncing off the walls to clap hands in a song.
That's right. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Really good song.
Really looking forward to seeing them.
So next year, if you want to be on our show, Aardvark and make your song called We Have Hand Claps.
I think you just made
AAA
it happen.
Music, Hand Claps Across America.
It was only a matter of time before Bob just started engineering reality.
Well, I did it with the Iceland band.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Thank you for that.
No problem at all.
For all the pretty girls, Stephen, thanks you.
We didn't mention the other 2000.
I brought a list.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course. There's 2,200 bands there. We mentioned, what was it, four times? So we mentioned about 20 of them, right?
25.
Roughly. 20, yeah. There are lots of things that we didn't bring up here, things we both know and things we just want to see, but we each got five picks or whatever.
Yeah.
So, really quickly, if you're going to South By or just want to know things to listen to that's new music, and you're not going to South by Southwest, let's quickly go through just names. Just
open the fire hydrant.
That's
of
right.
Names.
Yeah, yeah.
I split mine into kind of two little separate lists, things I'd heard of before and things I'd never heard of before, and things that I'm excited about that I've never seen, that I've heard before. L. King, Always, Girlpool. I guess I've seen LaLuke and Taurus and Best Coast, but, I never missed them. Things I had never heard of until we started preparing for this. A band from my beloved hometown of Madison, Wisconsin, called Count This Penny.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Beautiful kind of country folk. Father Son, a Scottish band that kind of sounds like Idlewild. A singer named Gabby, who does...
Oh, I like that one, yeah.
Kind of experimental, classical, electro... Oh, just beautiful. Gabby, G-A-B-I. a J-pop band called Meishi Smile. A singer called Wise Blood, W-E-Y-E-S, kind of these warped, almost collage-y, pretty songs. I'm really excited about her. Whiskey Shivers, kind of in the spirit of what Katie was talking about with Dale
yes.
Watson. A little bluegrassier, but in that spirit.
They're so good.
I'm really psyched about them. And a band called White Reaper.
Yes!
That was going to be my pick for you until I found this other one.
Oh,
I had White
been...
Reaper, let's go.
And then I would have yelled, then I would have scolded you for not knowing that I put it on the Austin 100 already. But just, I mean, the song...
Kind of Ramones-y.
The song,
Stephen,
yeah.
Did you do an Austin 100 this year?
Yeah, it's almost as if I did an Austin 100 this year. They have a song called Cool,
yeah,
and it's just
cool.
She's so cool. It's Great. Yeah, White Reaper.
Great. A lot of things I'm hoping to see who I've never seen. Mitski, who constantly, whenever I type her name, it says mistake. my spell checker fixes it. But Mitski is one. Fantastic DeGrito, our Tiny Desk Concert Contest winner, is playing down there, and I've never seen him perform other than at the desk. So I'm looking forward to that. Chadwick Stokes, who also just recently, this past few weeks, played behind our desk. Never seen him in full band. Perform. Looking forward to that. And groups that I just might have to go see. I see Laura Marling's playing in a church.
Yeah.
I cannot miss that.
Yep.
Public Service Broadcasting's playing LaLuke. Torres, who is her new album so great. Now that I'm getting more familiar with the songs, I've never seen her do this. Oh, that's good. We're doing this thing called South by Lullabies.
Oh my God, Bob! So, this is the best idea you've ever had.
So at the end of the night, every night we have a podcast. We do a wrap-up. Steve and Rob and I, Katie and others will get together and sort of sum up the day. And we put that podcast out the very next morning. It's a 2 o'clock in the morning data dump of fun. And at the end of recording those, we're going to have a musician every night to do a sort of quiet, peaceful, beautiful lullaby kind of song for us. And we have a bunch lined up. Tom Brousseau, we have LaLuke lined up. Torres is one of the ones we have lined up. Laura Burhan from Minor Birds is down there. She's going to be doing new songs. She's got a new record coming out. And then hopefully, if all goes right, not only will Courtney Barnett be part of our South by Southwest Wednesday night showcase, that's going to happen. I'm hoping she's going to come and do a song for us as a little lullaby. And those will be at the end of our podcast. So that's
what a great idea,
special.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob, you cause me so much anguish, like most of the time. That to have you do something that will bring me so much joy, I don't even know how to process it.
Well, that's what happens. You don't sleep. So we're going through a list of things we're dying to see, things that we've never seen. Katie Presley.
Yeah, I did sort of the same thing Stephen did. I broke it into stuff bigger names that I just haven't seen before and complete new discoveries. I'm really excited about Chastity Belt. Lo-fi punk from Seattle. We have a first listen of theirs up right now, I think. The Swedish singer and rapper Elefant, the great and good Dessa will be there. Yay. I will always see her. Emmy the Great from London. If you have not heard her song Trellick Tower, look it up. You will feel as I do. Charlie Bell is a brother-sister duo from here in Austin. They are wonderful. Super excited to see them. Psychedelic folk pop band Holiday Mountain. Kristen Diablo will be here. Ume, an Austin rock and roll outfit that I have missed in my years here. Gary Clark Jr., the second coming of Jimi Hendrix. I've also missed him so far. Courtney Barnett, I cannot wait. Leaf, a young singer, rapper, producer, writer from New York. Tanya Tagaq is playing a show or two.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Weirdest, wonderfulest.
Brandi Carlile I've never seen, and the Tauntauns are an indie rock outfit from Houston that I'm excited about as well.
And Robin Hilton.
I'll keep it simple. Here are 10 that some I knew before but haven't seen, some I have seen before and I'm excited to see again. But one, Chadwick Stokes, definitely want to go to that show too, Bob. Girlpool, Steven, I want to go see that band too. Happiness, Heems, Abeyi, Broncho, Sun Lux is bringing his band. I will probably see every show. Sun Lux. definitely, I so want to see Earl Sweatshirt. I'm going to try to get into one of those shows. And Public Service Broadcasting, also want to see Bob. And the number one band that I'm most excited to see that I've already seen 100,000 times and I can't believe they're playing is 5-8. 5-8, one of my all-time favorite bands from Athens, Georgia. They are the self-proclaimed greatest band that never was. This is a band that has been trying to be the next big thing for like almost 30 years now out of Athens. You know, in the very late 80s, early 90s, everyone thought, wow, the 5-8 is going to break big. And they never, ever, ever, ever made it.
You've even done a story or a big radio story.
I did a piece about them for Morning Edition.
you've tried to engineer the reality in which they're a big band.
I did a profile of them for Morning Edition 15 years ago. I did that profile. And 15 years ago, everyone was marveling that band was still around. And now, 15 years later, they're playing South by Southwest. I can't believe it. And I'm going to make everyone listen to this. Go to that show and listen to this song I'm going to take us out on by 5-8 called Square Peg.
Obviously,
this one's for you, Katie.
our coverage in Austin, Texas begins sort of on Tuesday. We'll all be tweeting out. Tiny Desk is one of the Instagrams you can look at. All Songs, one of the Twitter accounts. Stephen, I'm sure you're going to do something I Dislike Stephen,
yes,
with a PH.
On Twitter, yep.
NPROBIN.
Or NPROBIN.
And
Love is Maroon. I will be making fun of NPR the whole time.
Awesome. And NPR Music, of course, you can look at the Instagram feed from there. Adam Kissick, one of the great photographers on planet Earth, will be taking photographs for us and putting them up on our account.
Take your emergency, y'all. Stay healthy.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, we'll come back with SARS and we'll sound really different.
Go see this band. Go see 5-8.
All right, let's hear it. Hilton. Bye, everybody. See you in Austin.
See y'all next week.
Square peg!